Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Minutes before 8 o'clock makes you want to dance at the gas pump, doesn't it?
Yeah, and clap.
It does. Right?
It's basically like a clap.
It brings my 80s dance out.
It's a tutorial about how to clap and when to clap if you don't know how to clap.
No doubt. It has a good pattern. That's a good beat and you can dance to it.
Yeah.
Right now, 65 degrees. I'm Freddie Hammer along with Lucas McFadden on 100.1 FM WRHI. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
It's going to be a great day. Going to have the BMX event going out, a media showdown, of course, going to do some stuff out there. And of course, today with Blake Center joining us from PRT.
Yes.
This is the City of Rock Hills. You got a lot of leeway out there. You have a lot of fun at this.
It's a lot of fun out there. I get to just have fun in general. So it's a great time.
And you'll be out there today for the media showdown.
I will, yes. I'll be out doing first aid and just hanging out for the day, I guess would be the best way to put it.
Do you have a big bag of first aid items?
I actually do. I will carry the bag out there and watch you all and ride and have fun.
Now, for the news anchors, do you have hair gel? Because, you know, we need to make sure our hair looks great.
Once you put the helmet on, though, it's ruined. It's done.
We got to protect the face. This is our moneymaker. This is it.
And the teeth.
Then the teeth, right. Yeah, that's true. Everything else we can just hide under clothes.
Right. But bruises, you're good.
This has got to be good to go.
Yeah. Well, Blake, it's really nice to see you and have you into WRHI.
Definitely. Yeah.
Because there's some great programming that you're doing. We have the All Outdoors program, but I think you've taken it a step further.
Yes. So the All Outdoors is through the City of Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. But really, this is a rebranding to All Outdoors. So with All Outdoors, we do kayaking programs to the general public that want to come out and learn how to kayak. Me being a veteran, I realized that I wanted to do more for veterans. And that's what All Warriors Outdoors is.
Okay.
It's just rebranded, and it's for veterans within York County.
And you're a veteran yourself, and talk a little bit about your time in service.
Definitely. So I was in for 10 years, went to Afghanistan twice. I was in the Army National Guard. And during that time, really enjoyed what I did, and then came back to civilian world, more or less. Went to school, and realized I wanted to keep going on working for veterans, with veterans, and that's kind of how we rolled into All Warriors Outdoors.
That's really neat. Now, you've had several sessions of previously this summer,
and
we're continuing on. So the next one's coming up in July.
Yes. So the next one's in July. July 13th, it's completely free for all veterans. We do ask for pre-registration, so contact myself or All Outdoors, and really just go from there. And, you know, if you want to come out and learn how to paddle, it is for veterans only for right now, but we are looking at family members and things like that and moving forward to more. So,
do you foresee any wounded warriors coming out and trying paddle?
The great thing about that is I have the training for that. So I did do training for its adaptive paddling workshop. So it's an adaptive paddling endorsement through the American Canoe Association. So I work with paralyzed individuals and amputees as well.
That's a calling. Yeah, no kidding.
I think you're right as far as a calling goes.
Yeah. Do you find it what is it about kayaking and being on the river that you felt like this was a good program for our veterans that are here?
Well, the biggest thing is just to get outdoors and be active.
Okay.
So we're really working just the quality of life in general. So a lot of veterans tend to sit at home, be very sheltered, isolated. So moving forward, it's really just, hey, just get outdoors with other veterans and have fun.
I think you understand each other.
Yes, extremely. And, you know, you can relate, even though, you know, it might be a Vietnam vet or Desert Storm or Afghanistan, Iraq. It really doesn't matter where you served. It's just serving in general.
And I think getting out of the water, it's inexpensive.
Peaceful. Yeah,
it's
peaceful, extremely.
Inexpensive.
Yep.
And like you said, you can kind of start those conversations where sometimes veterans do want to talk and share their stories, and sometimes they don't. And so it kind of gives that opportunity, right, to kind of do that. Instead, if you're doing something that was active and hands-on all the time, then you really wouldn't have that opportunity to kind of talk and just see what's on your mind.
Yep.
What's a bellyache?
All right. So bellyachs, those are really, really fun. It's in the prone, but basically you're going to be laying down on a kayak.
Okay.
So it's a awesome shoulder workout and arm workout if you want to do that. But we introduced those for more of people that don't want to fully sit in a kayak.
Okay.
Because people do, they're hesitant on sitting in a kayak or a sit-in kayak. So really, it's basically like a surfboard. You lay down on it, and it's just a shoulder workout. So
wow.
it's all laying in the shoulders.
Do you do it just the same like
they
doing?
They have hand paddles.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it's
neat.
Just a, it's
like
a webbed
this.
Hand paddle. And so,
can we do a competition on this?
We can.
With the media?
Hey, you can come on out. We'll have a blast.
This one. And again, in addition to this, you also offer an opportunity throughout the year, really, for folks to come out and enjoy the river, and you kind of educate them, right?
Yes.
Like the city of Rock Hill. And that's just, people need to check the website because it's all different times of days
and
years.
Yeah, we do general public clinics for anyone that wants to come out. And it's from just really just getting on the lake, learning how to paddle, all the way up to flipping over in rapids, swimming in rapids, and things like that. So it's a wider range of just anything. So.
Isn't it wonderful that a city of Rock Hill is able to take advantage of the Catawba River in this way? Such
definitely.
Way.
And it's very easy to work with. So, you know, we have two put-ins. Riverwalk put-in is a great one. Mm-hmm. And then just recently the River Park put-in that got built not too long ago.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. As far as the water level, we're in pretty good shape right now. And I guess Duke Power does the
Yeah, so they actually they do a recreational release year-round. So they started in the spring and then run it through summer. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday they do a recreational release, which is a steady water level, so it's not going to fluctuate throughout.
Okay.
So if you go out on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday between 10 a.m. until 4 p.m., you'll be good to go.
So you won't be worried about rocks or any kind of
well,
getting stuck.
There's going to be rocks, but not as bad as there would be, because sometimes the water's as low as, you know, 2 or 3 feet and upwards into 12 to 15 feet. So.
Okay.
Would you encourage, Blake, folks who maybe are used to being out on the water, maybe they've been out a couple of years and they kind of go back and forth, to kind of take one of the classes through the city to kind of get familiar with the Catawba River and kind of know where the rocks are and some various things like that, or instead of just putting in and just going downstream and, you know, hopefully you know where you're going?
Hope for the best. Yeah.
Well, the big one for us is every trip that we run, they're going to be guided or a clinic. So we're going to be teaching in some form or fashion.
Okay.
So with us, we really focus on the safety aspect, but also just the educational aspect as well, because a lot of people get on the river and things start happening and they just keep, you know, they just escalate. They get worse and worse and worse. And, you know, by, you know, 2 hours later, you're stuck on a rock, calling a friend and be like, all right, well, what do I do now?
Fishing your phone
exactly,
out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah. So with us, a lot of the things that we do really is just educational. So like I said, like we'll even practice as much as learning how to get back in the boat, recover your own stuff, but also have an assisted rescue with someone else.
Okay.
So it's definitely beneficial to come out and join us. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, we go out and have a blast.
Sounds good. Yeah. You have this next one coming up July 13th for flatwater paddling.
Yes.
And that's 6 p.m.
It is.
Do people have to bring their own equipment?
Everything is included.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll have everything. Basically just show up
for veterans.
For veterans.
Yep.
So that'll be for veterans, and really just show up and just try to let me know beforehand.
Give me a little bit
a little heads up, a phone call or something like that.
It's cityofrockhill.com. You go to departments and parks and recreation, all outdoors. There's a really easy way to navigate that on the left side of the webpage.
Yep.
And later on in the summer, we've got another one coming up for flatwater paddling on August 10th, and then regular river paddling for veterans on Sunday, August 27th.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty neat.
What a great program
it really is.
To have that conversation, and our veterans come back from being overseas or even serving here at home.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't know where to turn or don't want to talk or don't think they want to talk.
Yep.
And then they go to a program like this, and I'm sure you've seen it, that they kind of open up and just you, a veteran like yourself, can relate better to other veterans. You kind of know what's going on in their thinking and processing. So, thank you so much for your service.
Definitely.
We appreciate it. Thanks for coming
up
with this great way of keeping those lines of communication open.
I see that the put-in spot is Nivens Creek Landing at Lake Wiley.
Yes.
Is that how do we get there?
So the best way to get there, it's on the Fort Mill side. So what we usually do is go down 160 and turn onto Dam Road.
Okay.
And then there'll be a sign there that says Nivens Creek Landing.
Okay.
So we'll have all the boats there ready to go and really just show up and we'll get on the water.
Get ready to paddle.
Exactly.
Flatwater paddling.
Yes.
Blake Center from City of Rock Hill, PRT Department. Thank you so much for all warriors outdoors.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. We will get registered now on this website. Go to cityofrockhill.com. Check out All Warrior Outdoors right there on the left-hand side of the webpage.